All right, just a couple of minutes. We're going to be speaking with Rich Lowry. He is the editor-in-chief of the National Review. But before we get to Rich, now yesterday we had our pal Connell McShane. He's the roving correspondent for the Fox Business Network. He was on. And Connell and I were talking sports here. Connell doesn't think I know much about sports. And so here's what he asked me. Hit it, Lynn.
I'll give you $100, Riedel, if you could name the quarterback of the Buffalo Bills within the next 3 seconds.
Allen. Somebody named Allen.
Very good. Oh, Gracie wow. Allen. You got
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Connell wow. is the Gracie check Allen. In the mail, baby.
$100.
Josh Allen, of course. So actually, and because Connell's a nice little Catholic kid, you know, and he behaves himself, as they taught him in Catholic school, I'm sure. He actually emailed me and he said, Riedel, can I Venmo you the $100? And I said, Connell, don't worry about it. Just take me out to dinner. And he wrote back. He said, I'd rather send you the $100. I mean, that's not very nice. That's what he said. He did.
He's got your number.
Connell's my friend. You worked with him over at the Imus show, and I was there all the time with Connell. I thought he liked me. Do you know anything I don't know?
Well, that's why he'd just rather give you the $100, because he worked with you a long time.
There you go.
Well, that's right. We have a choice of spending a couple of hours listening to Michael talk about himself, or just send him $100. You know, I think he's the there right guy.
Right. I spent 4 hours right. with you. I'm willing to send you anything now.
It's a hostage situation.
Thanks, Lou. All right, let's check in with our pal, Rich Lowry, the editor-in-chief of the National Review. And Rich, good morning, first of all, and Happy New Year. Hope all is well with your family.
Likewise. Happy New Year.
Right. Biden's going to give a press conference, his first, I believe, since March. They got to be white-knuckling over there in the executive wing. I mean, anything could happen with this guy, right? What do you think he's...
clean up this afternoon.
Exactly. So what is his strategy here? What does he got to get across to the American people this afternoon?
Well, I think a strategy would be to totally pivot away from what he's been trying to do. The voting bill is obviously going nowhere. It was clear they were going nowhere when he and Schumer decided that they'd make a big push to get them. And if I think they're smart, they'd pivot to the bipartisan effort on the Electoral Count Act, try to get on in front of that parade, and then talk about nothing but inflation and anything he can do at the margins to affect inflation, or at least to be seen trying to fight it, because polling's absolutely clear. That's what people care about. That's one of the big factors driving down this presidency, and people don't think he's been focused on it enough, which he hasn't.
The headline of your most recent column, Rich, was Biden disgraces himself. Strong words. How so?
Well, I mean, he goes down to Georgia and says people who oppose these sweeping voting bills that would be an unprecedented nationalization of our elections, which people in good faith can oppose. I oppose them. All sorts of other people oppose them, are the equivalent of some of the most reprehensible figures in American history. Just a smear.
I know.
And then he lied about Georgia. You know, one thing they always say about Georgia, oh, they're long lines. Well, in Georgia, elections are administered by localities. The places that have had long lines for African Americans are run by Democrats and run very often by African American Democrats. They made mistakes. They eliminated precincts to save money, et cetera. And that's why you've had long lines. And the Georgia election bill actually addresses that. It said if you have chronically long lines over an hour, you have to break up precincts to make them smaller and more manageable, or add new equipment and workers. And they're saying that's Jim Crow 2.0 and disenfranchising voters. So the whole thing's a smear job, a myth, a legend, and it's and Biden's disgraced himself the way he's argued for it.
Totally. Hey, so Rich, if you're from the Bernie Sanders or the AOC wing of the Democratic Party, and Biden cannot get through this agenda that they've all been agitating for, do you still stick by him, or do you break away and say this guy is just not strong or good enough, and we need to elect a hardcore, total progressive next time around?
Well, first of all, I understand what they're doing. I don't really think the window is open, but at least it's slightly cracked for doing a lot of what they want to do. You know, if they could get Manchin and Sinema on board, and this is the last opportunity they'll have for years, you know, maybe a decade. We'll see how big the House majority is at the end of this year. And, you know, Republicans have a 30-seat majority that might endure for a decade. which shuts the door totally for doing what they want to do nationally. So I understand the urgency, even if I oppose what they're doing, and I think it's a bad strategy for Biden. And then what are they going to do? I mean, Biden's been terrible. He's not really particularly up for this job. But the basic problem is they have a very slender House majority and a tie in the Senate. And you just can't pass through a transformational agenda on that basis, even if they're the reincarnation of FDR was in the White House. You know, he had huge majorities, not you know, ties or slender majorities. And then who are they going to go with? And if you primary Biden, assuming he runs again, which I'm not sure about, then, you know, it's a sure way to defeat an incumbent president. And it's not clear who's waiting in the wings.
Interesting stuff from Rich Lowry, editor-in-chief of the National Review. Thanks, Rich. Take care.
Thanks, Rich.
Good to talk to you. Bye-bye. Hey, coming up next. Hey, what's going on with the Grammys? They were nixed, but it looks like they might be rescheduled at some point. We have the details on that. And we bid farewell to a beautiful actress and a very powerful figure in the fashion world. It's all coming up next.
DraftKings Sportsbook. It's officially live in New York State with mobile sports betting just in time for football playoffs. Now, right now, you can place a bet from anywhere in New York with DraftKings Sportsbook, including from the comfort of your own couch. To add to the excitement, how about this deal? You bet just $5 on any playoff game, you can win $280 in free bets if your team wins. So head to DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Check out all the DraftKings great promotions and features, including same-game parlays. Combine multiple bets from the same game for a bigger payout. The more legs you add, the more money you can win. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. And best of all, you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code 710WOR and get an incredible 56-1 odds on any football playoff team. That's promo code 710WOR this week at DraftKings Sportsbook. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full details. You must be over 21 and physically present in New York. Gambling problem? Call 877-8 HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.